Good morning, David, and welcome back to Connect. I've just played Don't You Ever Wonder Why, the new single from Two Tone Pony, your band, of course, and it's an opportune time to have a chat, as I love speaking to songwriters and storytellers, and you are both. How are you, David?
I'm very good, Nigel. I'm very good. Yes, I do tend to write stories. I think it is in my background. I just find that's the way I always get a storyboard in my head, you know, like a film, and I tend to get one particular idea, and then I just try and map it out either side of it and see where we go with that.
Okay, so tell me, what's the single all about, and how did that storyboard come about?
Well, it really started with the music, which is not unusual for me, playing my acoustic guitar in this particular case and liking a particular chord progression and start to get just a feel for a melody. And for some reason, it really engendered in me more a feeling of something like rural and almost Celtic. And I had this picture in my mind of a woman someone's remembering a woman in a farmstead, you know, in mm-hmm. Ireland or something. And that's where those lines, keep your fire burning, Molly, keep your lantern lit tonight. So that really was the first two lines I wrote. And then really it's putting together a song of, you know, someone, missed opportunities because you go off, you want to follow your dream. So someone's left and they've left Molly behind. And now they're really reminiscing and looking back on that. But then the chorus is more the bigger picture story of, you know, don't you ever wonder why some are born to laugh and some are born to cry. I mean, that's really the person talking about things in general, you know. Sometimes things always go wrong for someone. Sometimes they always go right. And you wonder how much is, you just feel like sometimes that fate is plotting against you, stopping you from getting back to where you want to be.
Yeah, I love the sound of the single. I have an untrained ear, but to me, Two-Tone Pony is sounding very tight. And that what gives that to me is that very solid drum beat. It adds kind of a rock feel to what is essentially a country song. And then there's that great fiddle, and you were talking about that Irish kind of influence there. And I wonder the fiddle kind of gives me that, and also sort of those old country dance hall type flavors.
Yeah, very much so, doesn't it? Yes. And of course, this is our new member, Brandon Smith.
So yes.
It's this track. The last track was pretty well all electric guitar and keyboards. With this track, it was obvious to me that we were going to feature the fiddle on this. Mm-hmm. And Brandon, this was really one of the first songs he recorded with us. And so he really stepped up to the plate and came up with that sound. It's also Brandon in there doing the high harmonies in the background as well. He's a very good harmony singer. And, of course, you're absolutely right. The band is very tight now. It's fantastic for me. I just have to bring much more stripped-down demos of my songs now because they pick up on the vibe of the song, and I think it allows them the opportunity to put their own ideas in and not be influenced by something that I've put down on a track. And that's working really well for us because they're really a very skilled bunch of musicians that I've got in my band. And you're right, Greg Richardson, the drummer, is extremely good and he lays that bass. You know, the engine room is the bass and the drums and the Graham and Greg is a very, very tight unit now and allows us that freedom to express ourselves and, you know, throw in a few guitar licks here and there out of the blue because you know that they're all going to come bring you right back in at the right time. And, of course, we again did this with Rod McCormack, a fantastic producer, and you've got him playing banjo on the track, of course, as well.
Yeah, it's a great sound. The technique you use there is reminiscent to me, and I don't want to go too far into this, but Paul Kelly tends to use the same thing, and the musicians sort of work up the song and the arrangement with him, and you can sort of feel that. And that's a great feel, and to me, you seem to have that same sort of feel there.
Yes. I think that Paul's a very good example, and this sort of song really is in that sort of genre, isn't it?
Yeah.
And of course, the other influence from that is Jason Isbell from America, the singer-songwriter. He brings in a very stripped down, and he tends to work in the studio, but I like to work in the rehearsal room beforehand. I haven't got as much money as Jason.
Keep trying. Look, Two Tone Pony has done remarkably well. I mean, your last single, You Haven't Heard of Me Yet, went to number 5 on the country charts. And before that, your first album, Born on the Road, was pretty well an immediate success, really, because it sort of fairly quickly, or to my mind, quickly rose to about number 11 on the charts, didn't it? Which was quite phenomenal for a debut album.
Yeah, exactly. For a debut album of relatively unknown group, and independent. We're just an independent group where we don't have a manager, we don't have a booking agent. We have a great publicist with Jules Delamo, who helps us very much when we get the music out to be heard. So we love what we're doing, and we do it as professionally as we possibly can. And I think it stands up against anyone's, and I'm very proud of it.
I think it does. And I mean, regardless of what I think, the audience has responded in that way, buying the album, buying the single, which must be very gratifying to you, because let's be honest, none of you are in your first spring, are you?
No, exactly right. I mean, we've all been playing music for 40 plus years, and this has been the opportunity for a lot of people in the band who have been long-term musicians as well as their day job to actually get that sort of reward back by recording music and actually having people contacting us and saying, I really love that song, where can I see you play? It's great. It's very rewarding, because you put yourself out there with your song and your lyrics, and you don't know if you're going to get slammed or you're going to get rewarded. So we're very mindful that there's people out there listening, and people like yourself and community radio that support artists like us, and we're very grateful to the support we get.
Thank you. I'm speaking with David Kirkpatrick. He's the lead singer and main songwriter for Two Tone Pony. And I understand that recording and the accompanying video had a few health risks. What happened?
Yes, well, the video's gone live this morning, actually, so they can go on to our YouTube channel, which is just Two Tone Pony on YouTube. You can search it. And we did. Again, being independent, we actually did our own video this time using a couple of different iPhones and a drone out on the block of land.
Well, it's come up very well.
Yeah, I'm very happy with that. And we're very lucky that, our drummer, Greg Richardson, was at his place. And, we were getting Brandon out there in a nice underneath a tree, but it was on the edge of a dam. We were sort of just go back a little bit more. Next minute, his foot slipping into the dam. And they also have a very tame kookaburra there that was getting very peeved with the drone. And she decided to dive bomb Brandon as well during one of the clips. And if you look quickly, you can see it flashing past the back of his head.
So Brandon's no longer in the group, is he? He's disappeared down the creek. Look, I understand you've had a fairly major health issue yourself, which set you back a little bit there as a guitarist anyway.
Well, yeah, I've had a right shoulder reconstruction, so that's put me out of music for a while. So we won't be getting back into live music till October. And we've got Clarence Valley Country Muster up on the mid-north coast of New South Wales. We'll be headlining the Saturday night there, which is a great thrill. We'll be we're doing some warm-up gigs around the local area in Sydney, and then by that time, as always, it rolls around, and it's time to start thinking of Tamworth. So we will be going to Tamworth. We are doing some shows there, so we're just working that up now.
Okay, don't you ever wonder why? Is that the precursor to a new album, or what's coming up for Two Tone Pony apart from Tamworth in the near future?
Oh, yes, absolutely. We've got 6 songs we've recorded, of which these 2 singles are part of. We were hoping to have recorded a few more, but we had a few cancellations with the recording studio, and then I ran out of time because of the operation. Mm-hmm. So hopefully back in the studio again around that September, early October time, we're definitely working towards releasing a new album in 2027, in the first half of 2027.
Okay, that sounds fantastic, because your last album, I imagine it's still selling, is it not? I mean, it's
it's still plugging along. It's good. You know, the people like that. And it's funny, you know, different songs get played at different times. There's a song on there called Stormy Weather, and it always gets played.
Do you know?
When there's various different places having, you know, storms and stuff, and another one called The Flood. So, and it's interesting where different songs get played around the world, because I can see where, you know, radio stations play some of the songs. And
yeah,
Stormy Weather, for some reason, there's a radio station in the south of France that keeps playing that song. He loves it.
I think they call the weather the mirage over there, do they not? They, you know, funnily enough, purely coincidentally, I played Stormy Weather last night at home here while I was putting together my my interview with you and thinking about it. And I thought I'll just put some songs on to put me in the mood, and up came Stormy Weather.
Well, that's good. Yeah, I mean, that was one of their first early ones, and still love playing that live. It's a great song to play live.
So tell me, do you ever wonder what Mum and Dad would have thought? I'm talking about Joey McKean and Slim Dusty, would have thought about their son having made a success as a musician, well, later in life, shall we say?
Oh, look, they'd be very pleased for me. They were extremely proud of me becoming a doctor.
I'm sure.
And going on and into my career as a specialist. So they certainly were very, and they were, when I went to uni, even though I was playing in bands, they were very, you know, very strong. And you got to finish. Don't drop out and think you're going to become a muso. You've got to finish what you're doing. Then you can do, you know,
whatever you like.
Do some music. So I was lucky that with the first batch of songs I recorded, which included A Life Well Lived and Stormy Weather, I was able to play those to my mum, so she heard those songs before she passed away, which is terrifying, playing it to Joy McKean. And she was great. She loved it, and she was always happy to give me tips on her ideas, because, I mean, gosh, what a great songwriter.
Well, exactly. I'd say that's like liquid gold, isn't it?
It is. It's very good. And I have no doubt that both my parents would be very chuffed that I'm actually doing it now. I've got the time and finished my career, retired as a doctor, and I can concentrate on, and I've proven that I can write songs and that people will like the music that I'm writing.
Well, of course, your sister's was out there before you, Anne Kirkpatrick, has been around for a long time and had a very successful career as well. And so it's nice that the circle's kind of complete in a way, isn't it?
It is. And Anne and I will be doing a concert together at Tamworth.
Oh, fantastic.
So it's a big year next year, because it's actually 100th centenary of Slim's birth. So there'll be a few events on throughout the year, and some, you know, special things coming out from the music company. So it'll be a big year all around for me, 2027.
Tell me, Two Tone Pony, ever thought about asking a guest female vocalist to come in?
Yes. Well, I had my daughter did the harmonies with me on A Life Well Lived.
Yes, that's
and
right.
Also, we got Chrissy Thomas to come in and do the vocals on Stormy Weather. So she does the vocals on Stormy Weather. And I think there's a couple of the new batch of songs that I want to record, more acoustic-based. And I think in particular one of those, which I'm very I'm really excited, it's going to come up very well, I think would fit very well. And I'm actually going to debut that song at my daughter's school at a fundraiser, and she's going to sing it with me, so I'll be able to tell you what it sounds like with a female voice on it.
I was actually thinking of Anne Kirkpatrick as a guest vocalist.
Well, Anne has dropped in at a few of our gigs, actually.
And have you got her on stage?
Oh, absolutely.
Well, you need to get her on vinyl as well.
Yes, that's a good point.
Anyway, there's a thought for you to mull over between now and when you finish the album.
Exactly.
David, I'd like to thank you for your time today. It's always great to talk to you. People can get your music from your website, I guess, which is twotonepony.com, I believe, is it not?
It is. When we have the album, first album's available through our website. Obviously, you can download our music off Apple Music for purchase. And then all the other ones, you know, streaming on Spotify and Amazon and all the other ones are there. So please go and have a listen, and, you know, have a listen to a few of the others at the same time.
Yeah, and go to the website too, because you can find out all about the band. They basically play in New South Wales, but of course, as David mentioned, because of his shoulder injury, he won't be playing for a while. But you can pick up the album there as well, which is a great album to have, because there's a lot of, as we've been saying, lots of variety in the songs there, and a good solid beat behind it as well, thanks to the drummer. David, thank you for your time today. I'm going to go out with You Haven't Heard of Me Yet, which is, of course, the last single, which, as you mentioned, will be on the next album. And, of course, we played already Don't You Ever Wonder Why. And David Kirkpatrick, Two Tone Pony is the name of the band, and that's the name of the website as well. David Kirkpatrick from Two Tone Pony, thanks for your time this morning. Always great to talk to you. All the best with your new single, Don't You Ever Wonder Why, and, of course, your shoulder injury as well, which we hope is better soon. And we look forward to seeing you back on the road from October onwards. Thanks for your time. Bye for now.
Okay, thanks very much, Nigel. All the best to you and your listeners.